Welcome to the Chase the Red Grape podcast. Our podcast covers a wide range of topics from health, wellness, food, fitness, and everything that life holds in between. We hope that you will join us on gaining both the male and female perspective on a range of topics and issues as we delve into talking about our life and yours and how we can all be healthier, happier people. A life worth living should be easy and fun, and that's exactly what the aim of our game is. This podcast will cover all issues relating to health, but please note that none of the information should be taken as medical advice. Hi everyone, how are you all? Well, this week has certainly been tough. The shocking events in Las Vegas have left so many of us speechless and feeling that sense of helplessness. So what do we do now? Do we feel sad, angry, frustrated, worried? So much of the media has focused on the why, the motives, the fear. Can we just ignore it? Should we just live in our own little bubble? Well, today we want to have a chat about what we do now. I know that, you know, it's kind of a hot topic and a lot of people don't want to get involved in what potentially could be talking about politics and, you know, the world events and things like that. And a lot of people try and stay away from them. And I know me and you had the conversation about whether or not we dived into things like this. And I think we both realised that we were too passionate about it not to speak about it on here. For sure. The sad events have happened. The reason, who knows? But all we can do is focus on the present. What we can do today, how we can come together so that this doesn't happen again. And it starts with us, the individual. We really, 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 I think, have to focus on right now, because we can't go back and change things as much as we wish we could.
Yep.
We don't know what the future is going to hold. All we can do now is what All we can think about really is what we can do today to feel like we're doing something, to feel like we're, you know, making a change in the world for the better.
Yeah.
The first thing I think I would like to just say to everyone, as hard as it is, I think we just need to keep our chins held high.
Yeah, I think you just need to... It sounds, the world suddenly sounds very scary when you watch the news and things like that. And I think it's very easy to get that pulled into your head that, you know, at any moment you could be under threat, or however you want to look at it, or, you know, the seemingly constant bad stuff. So I think the main thing is you, as easy as it is to say and as hard as it is maybe to do, you have to just continue doing what you're doing for the start.
Living your life.
Yeah. Like, if you start going, oh, fantastic, I want to go to this gig or whatever, or event, oh, but it's going to be a really crowded thing and, well, you know, X, Y, Z
could happen. I think it's about what I said about living in the future. You know, if you think of all the potentials that could happen,
yeah,
the world is a very scary place. But if you think of all the potentials, the world always was a very scary place.
Yeah, and I think it's more obvious now than it ever has been, because we see everything in quite a lot of detail. Like, we live in Australia and we knew everything, well, a massive chunk of things that were happening in Las Vegas as they were happening because of the time difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, 10 years ago, you might not have really known about that until the next day. And with, like, 1% of the details.
Yeah.
Now you can see it all on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and live news feeds and everything. So everything seems really scary. You know, we grew up in the UK, and at the time you had... You did have, like, terrorist attacks for, like...
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people don't realise, if you're not from the UK or if you're not of a certain age, you know, we had IRA terrorism, and all when we were growing up.
Yeah.
But because we only ever heard about it if there was an attack, and because the only way we could hear about it was to read it in the newspaper the following day, which, of course, you know, not a lot of people did, you know, it was just an article, yeah, or you saw it on the BBC News.
But it was then
when it happened.
You would watch the news at 6 o'clock and it would they would talk about it for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, we didn't have 24 hours news channels. No. We didn't have the ability to... We didn't have a notification on our phone telling us it had happened. And I think part of keeping... This whole concept of keeping your chin held high, I think it's being aware of what's going on in the world, but you can so easily really get bogged down in it. It's when something horrific is happening, it's really easy to get addicted to watching the news and watching everything unfold. Now, I remember 9/11, and I remember it as clear as day. Yeah. And I remember being stuck to the TV, just watching everything that was happening. And I was scared. I didn't really know what was going on, you know, but I was a teenager at the time.
15 or 16.
Yeah. And, you know, I was aware that the world, 15, 16, you're aware the world's a scary place, but you don't quite realize that, you know, something like this can happen. It was the biggest,
I think that was one of the first big,
But when I think about if it had happened today and just having this device, this phone with me, and it could have consumed me.
Well, I had no idea it happened until I got home from school.
Yeah.
And Mum went, "Oh, you need to come through." I was like, "Where is Mum?" And she was in the living room watching this on the news. And I was like, What's this? That was literally the first... Whether or not the teachers knew and they just didn't say anything, I still have no idea.
So I think it's about making a choice.
Yeah.
So these bad things have happened and these horrific things, you know, it's not about ignoring them. It's not about not being aware of the situation, but it's about making a choice as to whether or not you're going to allow yourself to be engulfed by 24-hour news or whether or not you're going to go, right, okay, this has happened, it's terrible, I feel sad, but I'm going to shut myself off from what's going on in the news because I need to go out there and live my life. And if you are constantly watching these things that are bringing you down, you know, the hours and hours and hours of the who's, what, whys and whens, it's going to affect your core and it's going to affect your daily life. And as a result, these terrible people who do these terrible things, they're winning because they've affected you as an individual on the other side of the world.
Yeah. And also, it goes from the small scale stuff. If you just are constantly watching the news and, you know, here you watch the news and even on the local scale, it's like there's been a fire, there's been a car crash, there's been a whatever, like someone's been beaten up or assaulted. And if you just see all these things, you're like, my gosh, where are we? You know, I live in a dangerous place. And then you realise, four of them are on the other side of the country. You know, one of them was a gang-related thing where two gang guys just got, you know, did each other in. And you're like, well, hang on a minute. This isn't real life, almost.
I think we've got to realise is when it comes to, you know, smaller events that are happening on a local scale, I think you've got to think to yourself, am I better off for knowing these things have happened?
Yeah.
And... It's up to you to make the choice.
Is it going to make me safer as well for knowing that these things happen?
For some things it will.
Because some things it's like, oh, there was a fire in a house because of such and such. And you're like, oh gosh, I have that or I do that. Or, you know, here with bushfires, you're like, oh, well, I've got all this wood outside of my house that I should probably clear away. And, you know, things like that. Sometimes it's like, a bit of a check, you know, just to make sure you're safe. Or
I think for me... Well, for both of us, you know, we've stopped watching the news in the morning with our breakfast because we've realised if there's something we need to know about, we will find out about it.
Yeah.
We don't need to sit there with our breakfast and start our morning with so-and-so crashed a car, so-and-so...
Yeah. Here are
all the bad things that have happened.
It's interesting.
But we're not saying don't watch the news, we're just saying monitor your relationship with it.
Yeah.
So I think... There's what you can do as an individual within yourself to almost protect yourself from the sadness. But there's the other side of things, what you can do as an individual to make sure this doesn't happen again in terms of inflicting change. So making change happen so that these things don't happen again. if you want to use the Las Vegas example, you know, it's, you know, you can go down the whole topic of gun control. It's not something we're going to go into detail today because it's a very complex issue. And, you know, we are from the UK, we live in Australia. We were not brought up with guns as a major part of our life in our country. It's not what we were, so...
We don't know enough.
Yeah.
Of the actual complexities of...
However, you know, we do find it crazy. We want to be a part of helping other people affect change. So if you're an American and you're the same as us, you want gun control laws to change, or you want to stop your Medicare being taken away from you. A variety of governmental issues that you are passionate about and you believe in, whether you're in America, whether you're in Australia, whether you're in the UK,
wherever you are,
if you are passionate about something and you want to protect your family, you want to inflict change, it starts with you as an individual. It starts with your vote. It starts with you realizing that something that's happening at the government level, they're your representatives. They represent you. You are not helpless. You know, you decide what those people talk about when they go to parliament, when they go to, you know, when they go to debate these things. You have to let your representative know if you do not agree with something.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things that you might think, well, it's just me. Like, I'm not going to... You know, it's just one person. But what you don't know is if you call your representative for whatever topic, you may also find that there's 100 other people that have done that.
Yeah.
So now it's 101. And then if your friends all think the same and you go, well, I called him or her, why don't you? Oh, that's another 25. So suddenly the ball gets rolling. And that's how change happens, because like you say, they're your representatives. So if 25%, you know, like a big chunk of their constituents are calling them up about the same topic, they have to stand up and do something about it, even if, in the crazy world, that's them acknowledging it and going, no, I'm not going to change anything. They at least had to acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And then next time they get voted in, you can be like, well, you didn't do your job.
Yeah, so even if your representative is... of a different political party or different political leanings to you, it's still important to make it. It's not helpless. You know,
it's never pointless.
It's never pointless.
Useless doing it.
And I think that as much as we think that we are making our voice heard by sharing something on Facebook or, you know, writing a comment on Facebook, you know, that's not collectively being acknowledged.
Yeah.
And if you really disagree with something, you have to go beyond just having a rant on Facebook. You know, you really need to make that next step and connect with your representative.
Yeah. It's like the equivalent of seeing a massive pothole in the road and going, oh, that's bad. That's like putting something on Facebook. The next level is to actually ring up the council and go, do you know there's a massive pothole that needs to be fixed? Because they might go, no, we had no idea.
Yeah.
But if you just look at it and go, oh, that's terrible. And then you say to your friend, isn't that terrible? Oh, that's terrible.
And if the council aren't doing anything about it, then you keep on writing, you keep on emailing, you keep on going, it's still there, it's still there, it's still there, it's still there, until something is done about it.
Exactly. Now,
I know that may sound like, oh, so many people think, well, who's got the time for that?
I can't be bothered.
Who's got the time? And what use will it do? Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's going to do a lot of use. If... I think with a lot of things that have, a lot of events that have happened in the world, Donald Trump being elected, Brexit happening in the UK, I think a lot of us have realised, oh no, hang on a minute, we can't just presume that people are going to, I mean, this is my own opinion, wise up and vote the right way, you know. Yeah. We aren't going to, we shouldn't just sit there going, well, of course Brexit's not going to happen. Who's going to vote to leave the EU?
But that's because we are so adamant on our opinion that it makes no sense to us the opposite.
We've got to realise that...
But somebody else has that opposite.
If you believe a certain thing and you think it's common sense, you can't just presume that common sense will prevail. In today's day and age, common sense does not prevail, because what one person's common sense is not another person's common sense.
It's not one common sense. In the same way that the other way around, someone else is like, I just can't understand why you wouldn't be trying to get out of the EU.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that's the problem. There's often these big votes, and Scottish independence was so black and white. It was chalk and cheese. You know, there wasn't, not many people were, I don't really know. You know, you do have that, but it was so that really obvious, I'm on this side or I am on this side.
Mm.
And then the ones that made the decisions were the people that didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And that's the big one. You can't just assume the pothole will be fixed. You know, because, it's common sense it'll be fixed. Yeah, but...
But if they're not aware of it, if they're not aware that it's sitting there. I think that, as I said, you know, a lot of people are going, well, I don't have the time for that. Well, let's actually look at today's day and age. Yeah. No longer do you have to stand outside your council house with on a picket line with a placard going with whatever sign on it. You don't have to do that anymore. You can literally sit on your laptop during your lunch hour, take 5 minutes and write an email to your representative.
Exactly.
You can pick up the phone and call them. And someone is there on the other end to take notes. It's not that you have to sit there and have a half an hour conversation with your representative.
You may not even get to talk to them.
You probably won't even get to talk to them. You'll be talking to the assistant. She'll be taking note of your feelings and, you know, what you think. And all of that information will be collated and passed on to your representative.
So again, it's just like adding your one to the potential.
Yeah, but your representative isn't seeing your Facebook comment. So it's realising that take advantage of the technology that we have today to make your voice heard. And that is what is going to affect change. That is what's going to make a difference. That's what's going to mean that potentially things might not happen again. Bad things are always going to happen in the world, and that's scary and it's horrible. It's bloody horrible. But we have to take a bit of responsibility to help make sure that these things don't happen again.
Yeah, exactly. And I think the other side of things, to move away from kind of what you can do as an individual on policy, is a lot of these issues, events we all find very sad and terrible, and I mean, the whole title of this podcast is Coming Together.
Yeah.
And a lot of these things actually, in a really bizarre way, divide us more.
Yeah, they do.
Because we're determined to go, well, that individual or that organisation or that whatever is different to me. They're a bad bunch or whatever. Whereas actually, not many people, it's always that, the minority affecting the majority. And it's you need to find ways to come together.
Yeah.
It didn't matter, to use the Las Vegas thing, who that guy was, where he came from, if he was he or she, if he was old or young, or what race, nationality, religion. It didn't actually matter. He just did something terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So why did we even care? Well, because suddenly we could be like, oh, well, he's not one of us. He's one of those, or one of that, or... And then you start dividing again.
Well, I think what happened in Las Vegas is it brought attention. It brought attention to the whole gun control debate.
Yeah.
And then you take the gun control debate and then you separate. It separates people because it's like you're either for guns or against guns.
Yeah.
And or for gun control or against gun control. I must put it that way, because a lot of people...
Or stricter gun control.
Yeah,
whatever
stricter
you want.
And it's divided people that way.
Yeah.
Rather than coming together over the whole issue of protecting your family, which is all that people want to do, whether you're for or against it, they just want to protect their family. So we should come together over how can we protect our families the best way, rather than being divided over...
Yeah, and what do we have in common is we want our families to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so it doesn't matter that, you know, our neighbours are all from different nationalities here. We're all from different places. We all have different things. But all we want is to live somewhere safe and secure and happy and mm-hmm. nice. So you need to find the commonality. You might think that you are so different from people around you, but actually there's a lot of things in common. Like, we just need to remember that, and especially in these events, not to get pulled apart more.
Yeah.
Because it's not helping.
I think...
us versus them, or...
I do feel for people in this world who are parents and have got to try and explain these horrible things that happen to their children. You know, they've got to try and explain why these things happen in the world. And I think the whys are very hard.
Sometimes
the whys are very scary. But I think the main thing that we should tell our children, and we should really believe ourselves, is that these things should show us how we should live a kind and generous and hospitable life. You know, we have to respond to these things with living the way that we believe life should be. Coming together as a community.
Mm.
Coming together, like, not shutting ourselves away from other human contact, but coming together, you know, being more involved, you know. You have the terrorism attack in Manchester Arena. What happened? A month later, they put on another concert for the people, to honour the people who had lost their life.
Yeah.
They came together.
Yeah.
They went, you are not going to scare us or stop us from coming together and being human beings, loving one another and putting our love out there in the world. You're not going to stop us from doing that. And that sent out such a powerful message all over the world. So even people who had been like afraid to go to the concert that they had got tickets for that was coming up, and they're sitting there going, should I really go? Seeing all those people come back together a month later after being involved in an incident like that, it makes other people brave. It makes other people think, well, if they can do it, I can do it. And that I shouldn't be scared to go out there and live my life, you know, because we are a community. The majority of people out there are kind and generous and will help protect one another.
Well, it does show when you see these scenes of like something terrible is happening and you see people helping each other. They don't know who the heck these other people are, but there's someone they're like, you need help, I will help you.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily need a tragedy to do that.
And I think to sum it all up, just be the person you want to be. Be the person that you want other people to be. You know, if you want to be surrounded in a kind and generous community, be that person who is kind and is generous, and is an integral part of their community. Spread happiness and joy. And, you know, don't let yourself be engulfed by the negativity that we see on the news constantly. If you want change to happen in society, be the person that stands up, writes to their representative, you know, makes their voices heard in a way that's being noted.
Constructive.
Yeah, constructive. Be that person. Be the person you want to be. Live in the community you want to live in. And
make it that way.
And make it that way.
Because it's that whole logic, if you don't, then it may never do. And you don't want to look back and go, oh, well, nothing happened. Because nobody stood up and did anything about it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I think that's just the way...
we regret more the things we haven't done.
Yes.
Than the things we have done.
Yeah.
You know, like looking back, you're like, oh, damn. And even little things. Oh, damn, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd said something about that. Yeah. I wish I hadn't just been too afraid to put my hand up and go, hang on a minute.
I don't agree with that.
It's easy to sit back and not do anything.
Yeah.
So, go for it.
Just be active.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for listening to this episode, guys. If you have any comments or questions, please email us or check out the website chasetheredgrape.com. We would love to know what you think about this, or what you want us to talk about in future episodes, or just any other additions on from this. Check out Chase the Red Grape on all social media channels, and if you have time, leave us a review. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a podcast. Find Chase the Red Grape over on Facebook and Instagram, where you can find updates and see when new blog posts go up. But just spread a little bit of love, more love this week, and just go out there and be that person you want to be. And we will see you all next week for more fun chat and discussion. Bye for now.
Bye.